The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Welcome to ReviewParty.com, the only podcast that reviews reviews and is funnier than most other podcasts while they're doing it. Matt thinks that's funny. That's what we believe. It's all about confidence today on ReviewParty.com. Episode 31?
Are you kidding me?
We're a whole month. We got a whole month's worth of content.
And it's a happy month, too.
It is a happy, it is a very happy month. Yeah, we are at the point of recording on day two of 2021. All quiet on the Western Front, I think is what's going on today. Yeah.
It's a nice quiet day.
Yeah, I got up, I made some stir fry, ate the stir fry, worked on the podcast. Ooh, just a nice day. In the PJs.
Yeah. We're here to interrupt that quietude with some funitude, some comitude, some attitude.
I comituted.
Anyway, the previous 2 weeks we talked about the Big for Her pens. People, if this is your first episode listening, it's worth the time just to go back at least an episode or two to catch that fun.
Yeah, monumental. We'll look back on that review party moment as a touchstone moment for sure.
A big step, I think. But it was, as I said in those episodes, there's so many funny Big for Her pen reviews that we could have done entire episodes on them. We're not going to do that right now, rest assured. But there was one that I felt like starting this episode off with is going to get us off just on a great foot. So
lay it on me.
An Amazon review from Amazon user Carrie Lou for the Big for Her retractable ball pen. Carrie Lou titles her review, "Better than Calgon. These pens make me feel so feminine and desirable. I can barely keep the men away when I'm holding one of these in my dainty hand. My husband has started to take fencing lessons just to keep the men away. 5 stars.
I mean, fencing's cool, right?
Fencing's pretty cool. If you need to, like, protect the honor of your wife, the sanctity of your marriage.
Now, would it be kosher if he grabbed her pen and used it to fence off a new suitor? Or that be he can't use it because he can't wield the pen, whether it be mightier than the sword or not, because it is the girl pen.
Right. It's a dainty, delicate, feminine pen. Hmm. Picture it this way. If Odysseus, our good friend Odysseus, came back and back to Ithaca to Penelope, and he was in his old beggar's clothes. He was, you know, low-key Odysseus. Nobody had to know it was him.
Right, he was hot incognito.
Incognito with the help of Athena, and maybe a little bit of help from Telemachus. If Odysseus said, let's battle for the hand of this woman with all these frying pans here.
Actually, yeah, I'm into that. Sort of a Jackie Chan use the environment for comedy action situation. Okay. I would love if Jackie Chan did one of his old school Chinese kung fu movies, but it was like, you know, based on Odysseus.
That, yeah, I'm there for that.
I want him to shoot. I don't know, what would he shoot through an axe handle?
Like a hot dog or something.
Yeah, he'd launch a hot dog through an axe handle.
Looking at it that way, yeah, I'm with you. This guy should take fencing lessons, but still use his wife's pen to defend her. And he, like, draws
stab
a little
man to death.
Or, yeah, he draws a pee-pee on his face or something.
kills him, leaves him for dead, but not before drawing a pee-pee on his face.
That's how you defend your wife.
Absolutely. She'll know that no one's going to mess with her after seeing that. Just like I don't mess around with Hamburger Helper variety packs.
Uh-oh.
9 of these little Ham Helper packages on Amazon. And our friend, Mike Crew, user Mike Crew writes, "You have to get this." "When I was a kid, I saw Hamburger Helper in the store all the time, but I never ate it growing up. When I saw it on Amazon and there was a variety pack, I decided that I would give it a try. I have no complaints so far. I have already tried the beef pasta, cheeseburger macaroni, and chili beef or beef chili. It was one of those. They were all really good. Easy meals to whip up throughout the week. You don't have to use ground beef. In fact, you don't have to use meat at all. You can make these vegetarian and they are still great. 5 stars.
It doesn't have to be Hamburger Helper. It can be Lamburger Helper.
Lamburger Helper. I use ground turkey.
Ooh, sometimes. A little bit of, I don't have a joke for that.
A little bit of gobble gobble for your hamburger goblins.
If it goblins. Was venison, it would be Bamburger Helper.
Bambi. Help Bambi, which is mom got shot.
If it was George Michael, it would be Whamburger Helper.
Do you like Hamburger Helper?
It's good. The hand is weird.
I was going to talk about the hand next. That was the next in my, if the yeah. Do you like Hamburger Helper question didn't go anywhere, I was going to say, hey, that little hand mascot's kind of fucked up.
Pretty freaky. It's like that little creepy doll from the Big Blue Couch where the little doll would do gymnastics on the clock. Well, the lady would do the gymnastics on the clock. The little doll would mime her. Just the red nose. The red nose. That sounds
hellish, whatever you're describing.
Yeah, I'm going to stop thinking about it.
He only has 4 fingers, too.
Yeah.
Why does a hand, like, is it because he's a helping hand? Oh, my God! Hamburger Helper, helping hand. Uh-huh. It was so clear.
You can't help too much with only 4 fingers.
I think you can get a lot done with 4 fingers, as long as one's a thumb. And he appears to be holding an entire wooden spoon with his thumb, so that's pretty good. Ugh. I was looking at the flavors in this variety box. It is 9 different flavors that probably all taste the same. And they had me until Philly cheesesteak. I don't think... Maybe if you throw some peppers and onions in with it, then okay. Now I'm there. Now I'm there, everybody. You're welcome. You're welcome. Now you're all hungry for Philly cheesesteak hamburger helpers with peppers and onions. I've done my job.
I'm just imagining the burps.
Oh, the burps. The ham burper helper.
Yeah. A chili mac burp.
That was my my old rapper alias, Chili Mac Burp. MC Chili Mac Burp.
Throw down with a wooden spoon.
Yeah, wrapping in a wooden spoon. Ooh, you had to be a loon not to enjoy this Hamburger Helper cartoon hand. That's a wrap, folks. It's not getting better than that. You got a review?
I do. I have a Yelp review. Look at me. A Yelp review for the Bunker Bar and Grill from...
The BBG.
Yeah, the BBG. From Auntie V. That's A-N-T-I-V. Not like she's our dear auntie. But maybe she seems... Her picture is... She's smiling very nicely. Auntie writes... "Horrible excuse for a man. He is a loud, loudmouth, arrogant son of a bitch that made some very distasteful and sexual remarks to my sister. I am horrified that a man like that can even run a business. Also, hard to believe he is a member of a cop club. I read this in his Yelp bio. He acts more like a uneducated rat. I wish I could give it 0 stars, but I cannot. I've waited to write this review until I cool down, but I don't think that is ever going to happen. If you value your wives, sisters, daughters, or girlfriends, I would keep them far away from this dump. Yes, I have been there. I don't know why Yelp took down my review. They took it down a second time, and I do not understand why. 1 star.
We've become gossipparty.com. This is gossipparty.com, and I love it.
This is a hot take right here, this place. She tried to cool down, but the take is still hot.
What happened in question? Was her burger undercooked? Why? What led to this rant?
The owner made various distasteful and sexual remarks to her sister.
Okay, but was the burger cheese? How was the fries? That's awful. That's enough to merit a 1-star review, but where do you think I'm coming to Yelp for, lady?
We have other forums for that.
That's what I'm saying. That's more of a
Facebook rant.
Yeah, that's more. Put that on Facebook. Everyone would love that. Lots of likes, lots of shares, lots of, oh, this happened to me too. I was too afraid. You know, you really get the ball rolling. Yelp, I don't think you. I just want to know if the cheeseburger is good. Is the beer expensive?
Yeah, she doesn't help us out there.
You know, this. Yeah, I'd give this review 1-star. I support. You know, I don't want what happened to her to happen again to anyone or to anyone else. But, you know, listen, you just got to know your audience.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a burger wanting audience. Go to Yelp, you're hungry for a burger. I'd bet on that. That's a bet on black situation. Mm-hmm. 50% of Yelp traffic is due to burger hunger. They're like, you know, you ever go on the old Yelp, what kind of burger do I want today?
And you just get.
And then you just learn just about this all this. Yeah, I do want to know about that before I go to a place. But I also need, you know, one of the key bullets is missing here. And it's just, it's thrown me for a loop.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to.
I mean, call me a bit of a hamburger Yelper. If you must. Oh, that would be. We should talk about this. Our Yelp account got deleted.
Yeah, let's pivot to that.
That's us. So I guess we got to start under an alias, under a pseudonym, and I think Hamburger Yelper might be a good one. They'll never catch us.
For those of you wondering why it got deleted, it was brought to our attention that it was. Potentially breaking their code of conduct, which
whatever
for not having promotional accounts.
Hey, the fun police, the Yelp fun police, rolled up into our email and said, "Hey, you guys were having some fun on our platform. get out of here."
How they found us, I don't know, but
they're gonna get what's coming to them. We're cooking up in a lab the Hamburger Yelper, the greatest Yelp reviewer of all time. And as we reach our peak of Yelp elite, we'll unmask ourselves and reveal that it was all an ad for ReviewParty.com the whole time.
It's been us all along.
Ooh, I'll throw a little review into the. I'll keep this rolling.
All right.
I'll keep this rolling. I got a review for a spoon.
Okay.
And let me tell you about the spoon. The spoon is, I'll just read its ridiculous Amazon title as I enjoy doing. Good morning, handsome. Personalized gift for boyfriend and grave spoon. Gift for him. Unique birthday gift for husband and grave. Coffee spoon, coffee lover gift idea.
I hate it already.
It is a spoon with the words good morning, handsome engraved into it.
Perfect for, you know, little bits of food to get caught in.
No, perfect. You perfect chili spoon. I wanna when you're not, you know, you're not feeling your most self confident when you're down in some chili or some hamburger helper. This stuff will help. This will make you feel a little better. This review is written by Natalie, all caps. She titles it "Great Gift for Anyone."
Oh,
I bought this for my grandson as a just because gift. He was so proud when he opened it. I am going to buy more with some other messages on them. What a cute gift for just about anyone. Great quality, fast shipping. Thank you very much. Heart emoji.
I want some of these. I don't want some stupid message on mine. I want mine to say, not a knife.
Just a reminder.
Yeah.
Just a reminder that it's safe. Pick
it up through the cereal milk, and it's slowly revealed to not be a knife.
Thank goodness. That feeling of relief you'll experience every time.
Sometimes you're eating a bowl of cereal, you forget where you are, you forget what you're holding, and, you know.
Sometimes you're trying to eat your Cheerios with a steak knife. What the?
Oh, no. Here comes that knife out of the milk. Oh, it's not a knife.
That's the other story of how Joker got his scars. Doesn't have as much punch, so he doesn't tell that one. I want to know how we got these scars.
I was sitting down to eat a bowl of Cheerios.
Oh, and you know what happens next? It was a knife. He was eating it with a knife on accident. He had an accident.
It's hard to slow down with a bowl of Cheerios, but...
Right. When you are breaking that fast and you got a big bowl of nice crunchy Cheerios in front of you, so, and some of that 2% milk, ice cold, out the fridge. Yeah, I'm mowing through that thing. Not 1 ounce of SOG will be tasted. I become like a machine.
You're a machine?
Why? What were you going to say?
I'm wondering what other things could be printed on spoons, engraved into spoons that would either inspire you or terrify you. Big Mister, I want on a spoon.
Big Mister?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Big Mister.
So it's just sort of your name engraved on it.
Eating his applesauce.
What if you just label the spoon for every type of food you eat? That's the applesauce spoon.
That's tapioca
spoon. Oh, you're using the tapioca spoon and the chili? Gross.
Well, I feel like this should be a gift for anyone, like Grandma says, but maybe not with things that Grandma would want printed on the spoon, like sexy little baby devil.
Sexy little baby devil. I think that's what the one I want.
You give it to your coworker. I'm going to stir this in my coffee.
Oh. You go, ting, ting, how'd ting, you ting, know ting, I ting. Think of myself as a bit of a sexy little baby devil? You know, it sort of encompasses everything. It's sexy. Definitely I want to be sexy little. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to slim up. It's the new year. Baby, you know?
So young.
Sort of cherubin in my features.
So pure.
And devil, you know, because I can be your angle or I can be your devil.
I can be whatever you want. Clink, 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 clink.
Yeah. What about a spoon that says look behind you? And you don't tell people that it's on there. You just mix it in with the normal spoons.
I like that. That I want that, and then I want one that says nose goes here.
Oh, sort of. Mm-hmm. That's a sort of silly game.
Sort of for you put on the nose.
Yeah, there's got to be some funny stuff to put on the spoons, but man, I cannot think of them.
They're out there. We'll.
They're out there. I hope, audience and everyone at home. I hope you found that you found something special. You know, you could put on a spoon that was really funny, and that you keep that to yourself. That's a little treat for you.
I got a little treat for you.
Hey. Thanks.
At least I think so. Let me make sure. Oh, yes. I have a review from Walmart.com for a DVD for a movie called Escanaba in the Moonlight.
Oh. A love of mine.
And this review is written by user Tape Measure. Sounds like a great person. Tape Measure titles their review, "Not for Everyone." Deer Camp is an experience unknown to a greater portion of the population. This is an amalgamation of every bizarre and quirky superstition and tradition one could imagine. There will be no middle ground on this movie. You will either love it or hate it. 4 stars.
I don't disagree with it. I'm sure you can back up. I subjected you to watching this. I was like, hey, a city slicker friend from Illinois, suburbanite friend I made. Look at where I'm from. look at how I grew up. You know, I may seem sort of hip, you know, nerdy, artsy kid who's on the cutting edge of of alternative media, but actually, this is where I came from. This is the cesspit that I crawled out of. And that's how I like to show Escanaba Mooney. And also, it's very funny. But I can understand how people might not. It's not for everybody.
You want to give a quick summation, explanation of what this movie is?
Yeah, it's a movie about a man from Escanaba, Michigan, which is in the northest of North Woods of Michigan. Escanaba is one of the bigger cities in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, but by any other place's standards, it is a small town. It is lucky to have a Wendy's. It's about a man. He's about to turn 30, and when he does, he'll be the oldest man in his family to ever go without shooting a buck. So this year at deer camp, he has to shoot a buck. Some eerie otherworldly happenings begin to happen surrounding this curse he has at deer camp. And lots of fart jokes ensue, just as many Absolutely. As you could fit.
And this man happens to be portrayed by none other than American actor, musician, playwright, two-time Primetime Emmy Award winner, and several Golden Globe, SAG, and Tony Award nominated actor.
And as me and my peers, my mental peers will understand him as Harry from Dumb and Dumber.
I'm glad you went there. Because I was thinking the same thing. None other than Jeff Daniels.
American treasure. Fantastic actor. And he gives a great performance in what is, could it be a very silly, stupid B-movie.
And it's beautiful. A beautiful film.
A beautiful film. I'd be remiss if we didn't meditate for a moment on Jimmer McGotney from Menominee, which is where my hometown. He's a little character. oh, man. When they drink the moose piss, that's such a good scene.
Whatever.
Is that your Jimmer impression?
That's my Jimmer.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Jimmer's kind of like if you took a gremlin and put him in human clothes, in human skin.
And also like a onesie.
Yes.
Hunting pajamas. And made him come from Menominee, Michigan, the swamp. The swamp that I'm from. But yeah, big recommend if you think this stupid podcast is funny, you'll think that movie is funny for sure.
Absolutely. One thing I want to say though.
Yeah.
Tape Measure says you will either love it or hate it. Mm-hmm. There's no middle ground. There will be no middle ground on this movie.
I didn't even realize.
And then gives it 4 stars.
That is definitely in the middle of 5 and 1.
Found some middle ground there.
What? Oh, man. What was this reviewer's name?
Tape Measure. Someone who ought to know.
The measure should know one way or another. If anyone doesn't take a middle ground on something, it's a Tape Measure.
Yeah, that's a goofy one.
Yeah, it's a little goof. You wanna take it? You wanna jump to the break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
I'm gonna cannonball, cannonball. That's me. I'm in the break.
Take a trip with me and tell me what you see. Hey, everybody! Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt. Welcome back, and thank you for sticking around. What we got for you here is a very rare delicacy, a Brent-hosted upon further review.
Whoa. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. This one's very important to me. This one, as soon as I heard the news, I knew I had to do what I had to do for this segment. Mm-hmm. Today, Matt, I'm going to be sharing a story that's very near and dear to my heart. I think what's special about upon further review segments, or at least what I kind of enjoy about them, is they're kind of like real life superhero origin stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a person living a mundane existence encounters some sort of miraculous happenstance or some sort of fantastic, creative, eureka moment. And then it changes boom, their lives are changed. And it may probably, and for a lot of the stories, the whole world's lives are changed by that moment. And that's very superhero to me. If upon further review is about real life superheroes, today we're going to take a little turn and learn about the most infamous real-life supervillain.
Oh. Here, I thought you were going to talk about Dawn Wells.
Dawn Wells? Who is that?
That's Marianne. She just died of COVID. Rest in peace, Marianne.
Rest in peace, Marianne. This is in fact, a eulogy as well. Okay. More tragedy berates us. On January 9th, 1971, Danielle Dumoulin was born in London and moved to Long Island as a child with his family and two brothers. They're all huge fans of cartoons and movies and comic books and music, you know, sounds a lot like us. As, you know, all kids and all other kids growing up in the 80s were. And they channeled all their creative energy into street art and sort of joined some artist collectives around New York and got to know them. And that led them to going to parties where they learned about producing beats and rhyming, and they want to get into that. And soon, Dan and his younger brother formed the hip-hop group KMD, or Causing Much Damage, under the monikers Zev Love X and DJ Sub Rock. They got signed to Elektra Records in 1991 and released their debut album, Mr. Hood. Subject matter mostly involved tackling modern issues like racism with a comical, accessible twist. They took samples from this Spanish language learning tape where the guy who said sentences just sounded like the most straight-laced, nerdy corporate suit ever. So they would put that in the skits and then like sort of play off. And the storyline is they're teaching this corporate suit how to chill out. And be cool and teaching about racism and stuff.
All right.
But it dropped. It had a couple of hits. It got some critical acclaim. It was really an of its time record. Going back and listen to it, it sounds like a lot like A Tribe Called Quest and stuff like that. It's a fun record. 2 years later, weeks before their follow-up album Black Bastards was set to release, Sub Rock was tragically killed when a car struck him while he was crossing the street.
Oh.
While Dumoulin was in grieving, he finished the record and rushed it to Elektra Records to ensure his brother's legacy moved on, at which time they informed him that KMD would be dropped from the label, citing the controversies surrounding the album's title, cover, and the darker subject matter in the group lyrics. They handed Zev Love X the album's master tapes and $20,000 hush money and kicked him out the door. While KMD bootlegs circled like wildfire in the underground hip-hop circles, Zev Love X was nowhere to be found. Later, it was revealed that during those lost years, Dumoulin fell into alcoholism, became homeless, and spent time in prison. So, this is the dip in the villain story. Mm-hmm. This is the rough time for sure. Do you know who I'm talking about? I'm sure many people at home do.
I don't want to say anything. I'm just in the story.
I will continue. So in his official bio, Dumoulin later describes this time spent recovering from his wounds and, quote, swearing revenge against the industry that had so badly deformed him.
Wow.
5 years later, a rapper with a husky flow and otherworldly rhyming skills, donning a stocking to cover his face, began showing up at open mics around New York, New Yorican poet cafes. For those 2 years, Dumoulin sharpened his skills and worked on something special. His debut album, Operation Doomsday, under a new moniker, MF Doom. Please remember all caps when you spell the man's name. The album took the underground hip-hop world by storm, and after many groundbreaking projects under several different monikers, Vaudeville Villain by Victor Vaughn, Food by MF Doom, King Ghidorah's Take Me to Your Leader, his legendary collaboration with producer Madlib, Mad Villainy, I mean, the list goes on. All his projects are amazing. He is known by many as the greatest rapper of all time, the GOAT. Citing his iconic production skills, his husky villainous voice, his cartoony samples juxtaposed with his raw and villainous style, and of course his dense verses filled to maximum capacity with rhyme schemes and wordplay. He is known by a lot of people as your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. In a release written by his wife that appeared on his official Twitter December 31st, it was revealed that Doom had passed on October 31st of 2020. So if you want to know more about Doom, The Ringer wrote a great article about his life and legacy, but I'd really suggest if you're a music fan, just turn up the speakers, turn off your phone, and turn on the album Mad Villainy. Get lost in that sound space and then that sound space and the beats, and get lost in his wordplay, because it's really the best shit since Shakespeare. I don't know how else to say it.
Dad, I won't add anything.
Yeah, I could go on all day about his music and what it means to me, but I will leave you, Matt, and the audience with words from the supervillain himself. When in an interview asked about why he wore the mask, why he never took off his signature Doom mask, he said, "The villain represents anybody. Anybody in here could wear the mask, male, female, any race. It's about where you're coming from in your heart. What's the message, and what do you got to say?" So thank you, Doom.
Word.
Word indeed. Now we got to come back from that downer of a segment. But it's upper, right? He was the best all time.
Yeah, rising up from the depths of the darkness.
I was going to just read one of his verses, but there's too many. There's too many to pick from. They're all so great. So yeah, if you're a music fan, you owe it to yourself to check out Mad Villainy. If you're not really into rapping, if you look up his Special Herb series, it's all just his beats. So those are great to put on while you're cooking, just chilling around with some homies, chatting. This is the best.
Well, I just so happen to have a review that mentions some other music.
Sounds like a perfect, as they say, segue.
Yeah, some pivotal music I know in a lot of people's lives. And it's found in this Google Maps review for Epic Deli. David Perion writes, "Have you ever craved a sandwich that doesn't exist? Or have you ever wanted to eat something that sounds crazier than a two-headed snake skateboarding on the highway while singing the theme song to Three's Company?" That's the song.
Favorite,
right?
It's a good song.
"Or have you ever wanted to come into a place and spend 23 minutes staring at a menu in disbelief because of the ridiculous amount of choices? Then Epic Deli is the place for you. And probably your friends." 5 stars.
I want to know more about the food, but I do. This review does make me want to go there. This is a great review.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up a menu real quick just to read the names of some of the items in this place.
Oh, is it a good name place? You know we love those.
Oh my goodness, give me to the subs. Okay,
Give me subs.
The first sub I see is called The Viking Quest.
Oh, I don't care what's on it. Well, do tell me what's on it, but I already want to try it.
Oh, man. How many things? Turkey, pastrami, salami, bacon, ooh, ham, pepperoni, ooh, roast beef, pepper jack, provolone, ooh, cheddar, banana peppers, and ghost pepper ranch. Victory. You've got the Geraldino, the Pandemonium, the Soul Man, the Kenny Powers, I can recommend. Bohemian Rhapsody, the John Bender, the Gump, the Emily, the Cheeto Witch, the Aporkalypse, the Dorito Witch, the Colossus, the Skiba, the Strange Brew, the Leo Stotch, the Rick Grimes, the Hulk Hoagie, the Gambini, the Big Tuna.
The Hulk Hoagie.
They just go on and on with pop culture references, all sorts of references. They have a good amount of vegetarian and vegan items as well. This thing's called the Wookiee Foot. Well, I don't know about you, but I like to eat a Wookiee Foot.
Yeah. Where is this place?
This is in McHenry, Illinois.
Looks like I'm moving to McHenry so I can just eat here every day until I try everything.
It's a really, really good place. And very, like, hip.
Oh, it's one of... You know I'm a sucker for that. You know I'm a sucker for that
It's got sort of that punk rock skater aesthetic where things are, like, sort of distorted and trippy blending into each other. Oh, this sandwich has eyeballs.
Everyone that works there wears a beanie, has dye hair, and, like, tattoos. Probably wearing jeans.
Check out that logo I just sent.
Oh, as if I didn't want to. It's a sandwich. It's a sandwich that is a monster with a mouth. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat that little son of a bitch while it screams.
And I don't know what sandwich is featured in their top image, but... Take a second and just appreciate either jalapeno pop. I think they might be mozzarella sticks inside mozzarella the sandwich. Sticks.
Is that some giardiniera as well?
Giardiniera, some Italian beef, I don't know what it is.
In some sort of like fried, deep fried pocket, it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go to Epic Deli.
As the name states, it is epic. The portions do not disappoint either.
Oh, it's like a restaurant I made.
Yeah.
I love a sandwich.
It's a good sandwich place. And yeah, as you said, the review is great. It's just as wild and eclectic as the place itself.
How close are you, McHenry?
This is probably like half an hour from me.
Half an hour?
If that.
You eat here today?
What? Did I eat there today?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Why, dude? If you have the ability to grab a sandwich from this place, why would you not? Like, every day of your life. I guess the commute would build up, you know. It would be pretty expensive.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I like the novelty of going there, you know, every now
right.
and then.
All right. It remains special, right?
And then, you get that experience of being overwhelmed with so many options.
Oh, right. You don't want the experience of, I don't know, this. It sounds like a good enough type of place where I want to be the expert. I want to know exactly. Man. But that's just my grandiose aspirations. speaking of my grandiose aspirations, I got a review for Fiji Water.
Okay.
This is from, consumeraffairs.com.
This is legit, folks. Consumer Affairs?
Consumeraffairs.com.
Okay, never mind. I don't know what that is. I'm thinking of Consumer Report.
Affairs. I don't really know what's going on here. Like, it is very serious, very black and white, you know, that just aerial typeface, very
straightforward that does look
type
legit.
Of voice. Yep.
Oh, scary.
This may be legit, but I think Thomas, not to sell the farm here, might be trying a little too hard. Thomas of Long Beach, California writes, "The Fiji water that I have used as my water delivery server was very exclusive, meaning that it desired a variety of usages that were important to myself and much more. Therefore, as a result, it became almost essential to what I had to have in order to be successful. I enjoy the taste of the water because it tastes absolutely fresh and basically pure and rich in vitamins that were put into the water. In addition, I enjoy the shape of the water bottle because of the square shape of the water bottle, making it seem to be more attractive than it already is. I dislike, however, the process of which it is being made because it is essential that the water comes from an imperfect source to be obtained from a certain value. I wish that the taste of the water to be more normal, rather than adding salt into the water itself, which is necessary to be doing. 5 stars.
Oh. This is like when I was in college and had to write essays. I feel like maybe I've said this about a different review before. But the extra, maybe he was on a word count. What was put into the bottle of water inside. And those phrases, I remember multiple times in college, not too many times, just junior and senior year, when I had to write essays and staying up late. And you're like, do I do I want to wake up in the morning or do I just want to do it now?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll do halfsies.
The college, the college junior's gambit.
Yeah.
Like, do I tough it out and just then I'm guaranteed as much sleep as possible? Or do I get some sleep, wake up refreshed, set the alarm for 5 o'clock, hope I don't sleep through it,
right,
and bust this out at the absolute go time?
Usually I would do like a half and half. I'm like, okay, I'm going to type some and see how I'm doing. If I'm in the flow, I want to figure it out. Then I'll have, you know, good stuff to work with tomorrow. And I'd be typing and it's like I'm Doctor Strange. I'm doing alchemy here and the words are just, oh, so beautiful, perfect words. The phrasing like I've never thought of before. I'm connecting sentences. It's perfect. And then I wake up and look at it like, this does not make sense.
See that I wish I remember what the essay was for, but I wrote one like that, like in the middle of the night, like in some sort of in the zone, whether it was a false zone led to me by sleeplessness, but just like the words were just flowing out of my fingers about this. It was either a long poem or a short story, and then I looked at it in the morning to do a quick check for typos, and I was like, I don't think this is good, and I don't think I have time to fix it. And so I just sent it off. And no, it was like, I got like an A- on it. My teacher loved it.
Not bad.
Yeah, I really, someone was helping me out with that one. I don't think that one was all me.
Yeah, that false zone, I think that's the appropriate, that fever dream state.
Right.
Oh, perfect. And then, yeah.
Yeah, you think you're being taken over by some sort of like muse of creativity, but actually it's like just like death rattle spasms. Like, yeah, your whole life is flashing before your eyes. You're basically dying in that moment.
So, word of advice, do your homework before the last minute.
Don't procrastinate like these two rejects, these two slackers.
Anyway, I don't need to besmirch my own name anymore. This water.
Do you like Fiji water? I love it.
I can't say I've had the opportunity. I've had the opportunity to drink it, but I haven't taken the opportunity to drink it.
Anytime I see one, it's like an option. I want some water, and it's an option, and it's not breaking the bank. I go for it. I'm worth it.
That's the only thing. It's a little more expensive. It's a pretty bottle, but it's a little more expensive.
I think it tastes the best. It's certainly better than fucking Dasani reject water, worst water.
I'll have to do a water taste test one of these days. Get some of them basic waters.
I love water.
Black tasting. Water. Boxed water.
Like, to me, yeah. It's like Aquafina is the mid-tier. I'll take Aquafina anytime. It's refreshing. I also like the vitamin waters, the life waters. But Fiji is that mineral water. They don't take any minerals, and it's just as silky. It's silky smooth. It's so refreshing.
I'll have to give it a try.
It's so refreshing, I would even say absolutely fresh and basically pure and rich in vitamins that were put into the water.
Basically pure and rich. Yeah, dude was on a word count. He's like, where can I fit? I'm stumped to write anything else, but where can I fit another bogus word in there?
Listen to this sentence. Just focus on it. Therefore, as a result, it must become almost essential to what I have to do in order to be successful. What a throwaway doesn't mean anything like sentence.
Yeah, he's just saying, I need water to survive. Function.
Humans need water to function? Wild.
It's essential.
Do you got a review for us, an essential review here?
Yeah, I got this one that you might appreciate as well. It's cold out there, ladies and gentlemen. This is a review from Five Below. You know what the store is, Five Below?
No.
It's like a dollar store, but it's $5 and cheaper stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty stupid, right? Either you go to the dollar store or go to Target. We don't need a store that just features you know, the mid-grade water.
I mean, Fiji water is under $5. Maybe I can get some there.
Maybe. I don't know. This Google Maps review comes to us from A Simple Cabbage. That's a nice name.
That is a funny name.
Yay, I am just a simple cabbage. Simple Cabbage writes, I asked the cashier if they had a certain item in stock, and if so, what aisle it would be in. She looked me dead in the eye and said, oh, I wouldn't know. And that was that. I found everything else I was looking for, though, so 3 stars. 3 stars.
Okay.
Do you, as someone who works in a service industry,
a retail environment,
how does that hit you?
Oh, it bugs the shit out of me, I guess. if we have to really get down to it.
Like, one thing is the perspective of a simple cabbage. Right. Trying to find something, asking like a super straightforward question, do you have this? If so, where can I find it? I think what's worse, though, is if I'm this idiot's coworker and I overhear that garbage. Like, you know, up on the up and up, I'm sweeping in aisle 6.
Yep.
And I hear some kerfuffle over in aisle 8. Do you have a slime set for my daughter? What aisle would that be in? And Johnny No Nuts is like, oh, I don't know. Check Target. Bruh.
Just, oh man. Well, I have the luxury at work of like, let's say I work in produce. I am not obligated to know shit about the grocery section, right? So okay. If they ask me some shit I don't know, I have the, oh, let me call someone right over for you and go to the intercom and be like, nice. Oh, customer assistance and grocery. So I have like a net. That. I have a net. I'm lucky. I feel like I can't judge too harshly this poor stoner who is just trying to get through the work day.
I've watched Superstore. I kind of know how. I feel like I know how that functions, but for the first time, I thought that's kind of a superpower. You've got your team of.
All right.
Of store associates.
Like, yeah, we're very specialized.
Swooping in to save the day. To the red phone. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
To be honest, so if I'm trained in several sections, and let's say I'm walking to my break through a department that I'm not working in that day, I will definitely not answer their question, even if I know the answer. Maybe I will if it's just a quick like point over there or something. But there have definitely been times, I have to admit, I've been like, oh, let me get you someone in produce. And just like, totally like, I'm going to break, dog. Like,
yeah.
It's not time for me. I think that's kosher. I think that if a coworker did that to me, I wouldn't feel so bad.
Yeah, I get that too. Well, I would get that back in the before times when the public was more present at my workplace.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd go down 7 floors to go to the cafeteria and fill my water bottle and walk back to the stairwell and someone's just standing there like looking at the building map by the elevators. Can I help you? Yeah, this map doesn't make sense. And like, well, I work in maps, but not the actual map of the building. I didn't make that. So
those poor people, they came to this place and no one's there to help them. Someone just threw them to the wolves.
But I try and help. I'm like, I'm very confined to my own floor. I don't.
Right, right. It's not even you just make things worse, entangling yourself into such shenanigans.
I don't know. You've got legal documents in your hand. You're trying to get. I don't know what. If you want one of the state's attorney's floors, I don't want any business. It's floors.
Right.
Floor 2, 3, 4, and 5. One of them.
None of my business, and I would like to keep it that way, sir.
Good luck.
That's an attitude I have a lot about a lot of stuff. A lot of like customers just like coming up to me like, not giving me a chance to be like, come on, like telling me like to tell them I don't know what's going on. Let me get someone to help you. I just want to say it's none of my business, and I don't intend on making it so. Please leave.
I'm doing Banjo-Kazooie sound effects.
No, I know. That makes it better. I think with those sound effects, we're good to plug on out of this biatch, aren't we?
Let's hop on the plug train.
Toot toot. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you so much. New episodes of Review Party every Tuesday morning on wherever you listen to podcasts. If you'd like to send in an absurd review for us to make some funnies over, please send an email with a hyperlink to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and throw in your name so we can give you some credit.
If you listened all the way through this episode to this point, and you're like, gosh, I wish there were more. There are more episodes you could go listen to again if you've already listened to them. Or if you've listened this far, you've heard this before. You can follow us on social medias at reviewparty.com on Instagram, at reviewpartypod on Twitter. We're posting funny things every day of the week, almost. Or you can go to reviewparty.com, where you can find all the episodes. You can read the blog. You can sign up for the After Party Review newsletter to get the hey, what's up, and here's what's going on. And you can find the show store, where there's not only Review Party merch, but there's stupid Amazon products as well, as featured on TV. Not TV, but the podcast. So go check it out. Absolutely. Also, we're not on Yelp anymore. But Hamburger Yelper coming to a Yelp near you.
Yeah, the incognito burner account, Hamburger Yelper. And hey, just a little boxes to check, subscribe wherever you're listening to, leave a review there if you can. We'd really appreciate it. Go check out the shop, buy a shirt. And of course, if you like us and think we're funny, why not tell a friend who also thinks funny things are funny about us, so you have something fun to talk about. Social interaction is at a premium in these dark days. And why not give yourself an excuse to, hey, every week let's talk about the review party, that reviewparty.com. And, you know, that's called bonding, folks. That's called bonding. So you take that for free. You take that little tidbit for free. Something else you can go do for free is listen to the Nosebleeds on Spotify. You've heard their song, Bread for Breakfast, all over this episode. If you liked it, Nosebleeds would love to have you listening. Search him up on Spotify. Nosebleeds, one word. Matt, I heard you have a finisher this week.
I do have a finisher.
Lay it on me.
I have an item that I very nearly purchased. You know, around the holidays, you're trying to order the things, and you're like, oh, it's not going to arrive until after Christmas, or it's back ordered. And such was the case with my gift for my father. And I'm like, can I find something else that he would enjoy? And I went down the Amazon rabbit hole and found the Boblov Night Vision Monocular Digital 5x8 Optic Scope Night Vision Infrared Monoculars for day and night with 16GB card for hunting Observe.
Ooh.
So a night vision scope. Oh my goodness.
With a picture camera.
Yeah. My juvenile spy mode genes were tingling. I didn't do it. Probably after I read this review. Amazon review from user Federico C. Federico titles his review, "This Sucks," and writes, "I disliked the fact that I accidentally dropped it and now it don't work. 1 star. That'll happen.
I would dislike it too, but hey, everybody, thanks for listening. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Take it easy, folks.